John Cale Weston has spent the last 2 days on the USU campus to talk about his 7 years of service in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. Weston served with U.S. Marines and several 1- to 4-star officers in multiple theaters from 2003 to 2010. He was awarded the Secretary of State's Medal for Heroism for his service. Weston has since returned to Utah and says he spends his time talking to students because of their hopeful outlook on foreign affairs.
You spend time with people at higher levels and well-meaning, but there's an artifice usually to those types of interactions, whereas I find students are also maybe more hopeful and less cynical about what government can do and what maybe their own careers could add to a better American foreign policy.
Weston has taken to writing after his service. He is a regular contributor to the Daily Beast and has been featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Los Angeles Times, and NPR. He mentioned his experiences in the wars and how they focus his writing.
That's what I'm trying to get to in some of my own writing, that we need to acknowledge Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, the negative things that have come out of these wars. But at the end of the day, the most enduring thing about the American experience is that we are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of a Supreme Court case which said, you know, United States of America versus Richard Nixon. And how many governments around the world can say that we have a system that allows a Supreme Court to decide when your president is wrong?
Weston is writing a book about his experience that is set to be published in 2015. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.